Tap dancer and actor Gregory Hines has died. He often said that he didn't remember not dancing. Gregory Hines learned to tap when he was a toddler, along with his older brother Maurice. Last year on NPR's The Tavis Smiley Show, Hines talked about how he and his brother got started tapping.
When Maurice was 4 and I was 2, somebody came around offering free lessons, and my parents put us in the class. I think originally just to give us something to do, like parents give children piano lessons or guitar lessons, just something to round us out. But we enjoyed it, and the teacher felt like we had some talent there. And at that point, my parents felt like this could be something we could have.
His early days dancing with his brother Maurice as the Hines Kids featured a song and dance act that took the duo around the world. Later in their teens, the brothers hooked up with their father, Maurice Sr., on drums and became Hines, Hines, and Dad. They performed in various venues, including Harlem's Apollo Theater and London's Palladium. Throughout the 1960s, Hines, Hines, and Dad performed on various television programs, The Tonight Show and The Ed Sullivan Show. The trio split after Gregory and Maurice decided to go in different directions. Then in 1978, Hines reappeared with his brother in the Broadway show Ubi, where they teamed again with famed choreographer Henry Letard. It was Letard who had helped the brothers get started. Ubi earned Gregory Hines his first Tony nomination. He also starred in other Broadway shows, Coming Up Town, Sophisticated Ladies, and Jelly's Last Jam. In the early 1980s, Hines began his film career. He had a number of minor roles until he got his big break as Sandman Williams in the movie Cotton Club. After that success, he did many movies, such as White Nights with Mikhail Baryshnikov, and more recently Showtime's Bojangles in 2001. Charlie Champlin, a retired movie critic for the Los Angeles Times, says Hines made acting look effortless.
Sometimes acting always looks like acting, and it's very uncomfortable. But he was one of those people who never seemed to be acting. He was, but it never seemed that way, and I think that was part of his great skill.
In 1988, Gregory Hines tried something new. He released an album and the duet with Luther Vandross. There's Nothing Better Than Love became a hit.
There's nothing better.
But Gregory Hines' legacy will be that of the greatest tap dancer of his generation. And it is often said that when you see him dance, you see the greats dance too. In an interview with NPR's Tavis Smiley, Gregory Hines said he was proud of his accomplishments as a tap dancer.
Well, it's my art. It's my art form. It's the way I express myself as a person, as an artist, as a man.
Gregory Hines died Saturday of cancer. He was 57 years old.
That's how you jazz!